no. Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's the Oh No Radio Show.
Turn the radio up.
Made it through the perfect game. Yeah. Episode 301 of the Oh No Radio Show. Guys,
can we call it 30, then the number?
301.
Oh, yeah, dig it.
I like it. Emphasis on the O. Guys, if this is your first time listening, what the fuck is wrong with you? We've been around for 301 fucking episodes.
Get your shit together.
Yeah, my name is Owen. I'm still the captain of this shit ship. And along with me, I got three other buddies that like to sail weekly on this voyage. Along with me tonight, I got my good friend Ty.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, I got my good friend Tom.
Yo.
And of course, Zach is here as well.
Still kicking.
Yep. Sitting in the closet, we do have a special guest just kind of hanging out with us. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Abby Stassen.
Yeah, me.
You're like becoming a staple of the closet.
Oh, thanks. I like popping out every once in a while.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
And
I love it.
Again when your parents show up.
Yeah. You know, we're very friendly around here to all the gays and lesbians and transgenders and hippo fuckers and
especially the hippo fuckers.
Who? What type of animal would you fuck first if you had to fuck an animal? If you had to fuck an animal, life or death, you have to fuck an animal. What animal are you fucking first?
Damn, that's
probably
a
koala. It just seems very like
See, that's like banging. Ooh, I don't know.
Koalas got mad claws, man. They'll tear your shit up.
Does their vagina have claws?
Maybe.
Okay. I mean, does a unicorn count?
Unicorn? I mean, you could.
At that point, you're fucking something imaginary.
And I'm just saying, I'm fucking my dreams the whole time.
Exactly. Oh, I mean, you might have to dress him up, have an arts department come in and put a little cone on his head on a horse. But
oh, well, I don't want to fuck a horse. Never mind.
Well, there's plenty of dudes that fuck horses.
just like, a unicorn.
That's got to be one of the
that
number one.
That's a profession, a serious profession.
Yeah, that's got to be the number one animal fucked by a human, right?
Or a sheep, probably.
Probably.
Goat?
Yeah, and yeah. Goats.
I mean, your relatives in Wales, Christ, they're fucking sheep like it's going out of style.
Good sheep shag on a Saturday night. That's just an average weekend.
Saturday sheep shag.
Yeah.
Now, what would be the worst animal to have to fuck?
Ooh.
Porcupine.
Bam.
Yeah. I was going to go.
If you could.
Or like a starfish. Something weird like that.
A puffer fish.
Ooh, that's bad too.
Or you could fuck a jellyfish. That would hurt.
Yep, that wins.
You can't fuck a jellyfish.
I don't know, though. Would it be two different sensations if you're a female fucking a jellyfish, if you're a male fucking a jellyfish?
Yeah, let's be inclusive here when we talk about fucking
Exactly. I feel like women should be able to, you know, fuck random animals, too.
Yeah, I mean.
That's all I ask.
What would you go with, then? What would you go with? What, you going to have a dog bone you? You going to have
what animal would you let do it?
I mean, I almost want to go with some sort of, like, sea sort of mammal or something. Like, maybe an otter.
Aw, they're so cute.
They stink, though. They stink.
What?
I mean, it's going to stink no matter what, so you may as well get the smelliest.
You clean them up a little bit before.
I mean, I fuck a dolphin.
I'm siding with Abby because I was going to go with dolphin.
Dolphins are the most freaky. Dolphins are really rapey, too.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
Yeah. Show.
You just don't want to get fucked by a dolphin because they got that prong dick.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what's the positioning here? There's a lot we don't know about this situation.
Is the dolphin buying you a couple of cocktails before? Is there some Barry Manilow playing? What is happening?
I feel like you have to catch whatever have to fuck.
Do you
which
have
is
to
that.
Catch or you have to, yeah.
Yeah, that's what makes it even tougher.
I feel like we're pitching the new Discovery Channel show right. that we're going to be making where the fishermen just go out and bang anything they
instead
catch.
Instead of catch and release, it's.
Yeah. It is
catch and release.
It's still catch and release.
Still catch and release.
Oh, that's guys. The name of the show.
Well, as we sort of mentioned previous to this, we are just done with our 300th episode, The Perfect Game, a bowling tournament for podcasters here in Central
An
Florida.
An event for the ages.
An event for the ages. I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to give myself a round of applause for doing such a wonderful job. At the,
great job, Owen.
Nice job,
at the
Owen.
Event.
You did a
good job, Cap.
You guys did pretty good as well. And,
did we get letter grades?
Well, okay, we can do letter
Yay.
Grades. I'm obviously like I feel like I was A minus. Like I still held a little back. Like I had a little more gas in my tank. I could have thrown in there. So I'm gonna hold myself back a little.
All right.
Ty, you're about a C. You're about a C.
Fair enough.
I feel like I'd give I would give him a C plus for the trophy that he made.
C plus. You were rocking a solid B. A solid B.
Oh, is this? Are we talking about just
like
at
bees.
The event or all
the
of
whole
our,
night? The whole night.
No, like not just the night, but not all of the work done by all of us to help prepare.
That shit didn't mean anything. Come fucking.
All right.
Nobody
right.
saw that.
Because I already know. I already know my
Nobody
grade.
Saw your emails to the guy at the fucking bowling alley.
Hey, I got us some deals. Shout out to Colonial Lanes.
He did. Yeah. Mass shout out to our sponsors.
Well, and then that brings us to you, Zach, because you rocked a pretty solid D minus.
That's fine. That's fair. I feel like that's
you
a fair
passed.
Grade.
You passed.
It's a fair grade for my performance.
Of. So for those of you who don't know that weren't at the event, Zach, you were a little out of form, I would say.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to me, man. I've been trying to figure it out all week. I think it was just one of those deals. I got fucked up. I didn't eat. I just ate breakfast and didn't eat for the rest of the day, and then
so they were full of shit about that being the most important part of your fucking day.
Yeah, and then like I don't know, man. I just instead of like you know every week we do this thing, and yeah, we're hanging out having a couple beers, but I'm in podcast mode. You know, I'm attentive to what's going on. You know, I'm making sure that I'm in the conversation. Once we got there, dude. I wasn't in podcast mode. I went to party mode.
Okay.
Straight party.
You know, because we didn't have the headphones, so it was a little hard to hear, and there was a lot going on, and, like, I just went into party mode, and, I definitely blanked out.
I feel, though, you know, when I came in, and Zach was very apologetic when I showed up, and my thing to Zach was, like, listen, man, it's like it was all of our sweet 16 birthday party. We can wear the tiara and we can let our hair down and have fun.
Yeah. I just felt bad. You know, I wanted to contribute more. I feel like I did a lot to help prepare. And
you were there, man.
I just felt like, you know, it was a party. It was a good time, but it was a little unprofessional on my end.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
That
no. I would put that word
out
in there
more than I did. I think
no,
I didn't
no,
know
no, dude.
No,
I was a zombie at that point.
Basically, Owen and I did all of that.
Yeah, you because you flaked.
Did
Hannah,
no,
you didn't.
Hannah
at
helped
the very
out a little
end,
bit.
You did.
What's that?
Hannah helped out a little bit.
Yeah, she did.
Actually,
she did.
Hannah did. Yeah, Hannah. So, Hannah was like your proxy, and she was like, "I'll step in for Zach."
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I was a zombie.
So
at
what
that point.
Do you remember about the evening then?
All right, so I was good. I mean, I didn't drink anything until after we set up.
But you did actually blacked out the night,
right?
Like
right
you don't have.
There's, I have pictures of the night.
Sure,
I don't
sure.
remember a lot of it.
What was the last time you blacked out like that?
I don't even remember.
Dude. Episode 200 out of the unrated.
Right,
yeah.
Probably. Or your birthday.
No,
pretty swasted on your birthday.
Yeah. But. Yeah, so my night. So we get there, we set up, remember all of that. I sucked at doing all the gaff tape. So Ty called me out, so I redid it, and it looked like 1% better. I remember that.
And then people still tripped over it all.
He asked for approval. I was like, no.
But, dude, I'm not in the industry. And
I know. And I tried to say that to Zach. Yeah. Like, me and Tom do this shit all the time.
Yeah, I mean, me as well. I do it all the time, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, we weren't. No one really gave
but
a shit. Honestly.
But I still found where I could help out with the setup and you know dealing with the manager, Colonial Lanes manager, and so all that. I remember all that, and then you know, still hadn't drank, and then once we got all set up, I went and got a shot of whiskey and I think a pitcher or whatever.
I think I was there for that.
Yeah, you were there for that. I remember you were there.
Thought it was two shots.
Well, they poured it a double.
Oh, gotcha.
And so it was a fucking fat ass shot.
It's a tall pour.
Yeah, and so I was still good, and then we went into intros, and I remember all the intros, And they were phenomenal. Fucking
I mean, and shout out to everybody that came. Not only came out to the event.
They didn't even just bring the A game. They just brought the game. They
did. They did, man. And I mean, especially BYOCB or Bring Your Own Antics.
They killed it.
They absolutely killed it with their intros. Go listen to their shows because Sam and BYOCB, well, and Swervy really, have all done shows by this point that have, you know, talked about the event. And their recaps are actually really fascinating if you want to, you know, hear.
Do they talk about how fucked up I was?
Yeah, that was definitely brought up on at least one of
them. Your celebrity was in rare form after that.
Man, see, I don't want to be known as that guy. I'm not that guy.
You're not that guy.
Yeah. No, you're not. No,
you're the guy who says he's not that guy.
Oh,
that's your brand
true.
Now.
You might be calling me out.
That's
a valid point.
So after the intros, at what point then?
Then I remember, like, I was like, you know, now I got, like, a little buzz, and I hadn't even drinking that much, I felt like. And so I'm like, I'm going to go out and do the you know, going down on the lanes and interviewing people.
Right, yeah, he had
people.
The wireless mic, and you were going down trying to interview people.
So I remember doing that, but I feel like it wasn't really working because I couldn't tell if you guys were talking or if you guys could hear me or whatever, you know? So I tried that and then got back to the table. Don't really remember anything. the next image in my head was me giving Big Tim a back rub for a lollipop.
An image.
Yeah, so I remember that. And then... not much more. I think like a vaguely remember the presentation of the trophy. And then I bowled with my parents and my sister who were down a ways, couple lanes. Almost fell on my ass. And that was it.
You did bowl.
Yeah, I bowled one. No, just one.
One frame.
There was a point at the night your uncle who was there. I remember him stealing your keys. And
I wasn't gonna fucking drive.
I knew
home.
That.
Like, my girlfriend was there, and I wasn't gonna drive home. I'm not a fucking idiot.
But he took your car home.
Yeah,
so that you didn't have to get.
Yeah,
it in
and
the
then
morning.
Hannah just drove.
And, yeah,
and
that
just
was
drove.
Solid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And big shout out. You mentioned Big Tim. Like, he really kind of helped us. Like, I'll tell you what. I knew we were going to get so far with the event. We had it planned. We did what we wanted to do and execute that. But when it got to the podcast time, like, honestly, then it was just like, well, I don't even know. Because what do? You have to commentate. You have to sort of just like be in the event.
Right.
And Big Tim was great to just sit down with us for pretty much the entirety of the show.
Yeah, it's
and help us
great.
Kind of through that, to be honest. He
yeah,
added
awesome.
A lot
we
of,
We
got to
get
know,
him in here.
We'll definitely
have him on. He's really funny.
We will.
It kind of turned into like the Jerry Lewis telethon after a while. We were just killing time. We got to kill another 30 minutes.
And we're just going to go to this person.
Jesus, they couldn't bowl fast enough.
I can't express it enough that is not our finest podcast, that we've ever done.
But
it doesn't matter.
It
shouldn't. Yeah.
It was a party podcast. More than it was a podcast.
And we got, you know, interviews. Plenty of people sat in on Mike, and that was great.
A lot of randos. A lot of just people, you know, like
sure.
I said, I'd look over and there was a new co-host. You
yeah.
know? Someone else was hosting.
Ty
the show.
Was gone for about
45
minutes.
Ty was gone for
minutes.
Probably 90% of the show.
Once Ty got up.
At one point, I had to go.
Well, the thing was.
I had to leave the table.
I couldn't hear what was going on, like, because, like, in here, you know, we got the headphones. We can hear what's going on. And it was in a party atmosphere.
You're deaf.
And I can barely hear as it is. Yeah. So once Ty got up and I wasn't really contributing because I couldn't hear what was being said, I was like, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to go.
Well, I mean, you know, we were all run and gun and doing what we do, but. Our mics were a little low, you know. I couldn't really hear.
Overall, I should have turned up the PA another couple clicks.
Yeah, we were just trying to be respectful.
I was trying to be respectful, and I also didn't want to run the. I did sound check, and then didn't want to have to kind of the place. I did what you shouldn't do, right? I did sound check in an empty venue,
right.
And then didn't compensate for the crowd noise and when people got in
I'm
there.
I'm not really trying to harp on your own at all.
No. But I completely agree. Like, it should have been a little bit louder. And by the time that I had everything set up, I had dialed in the mics.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go back in and essentially cause the risk of, like, feedback problems and all that type of thing either. So I wanted to keep it at a relatively okay level without being obnoxious.
Yeah, I mean, I asked just regular people that weren't us, and I said, how did it sound? And they said, yeah, I could hear what you guys were saying.
Yeah, it could hear it. So. I mean, I think you had to kind of pay a little more attention if you really wanted to follow along or whatever. Yeah.
Amongst all the screaming
you had to
chanting,
be on
you know.
One of the sides of us, you know, you couldn't be on, you know, too far away.
And I also enjoyed Big Tim's company, but it became like dude, you're here the whole damn time?
Yeah. I was fine with it.
I'm trying to be a dick, Big Tim. I dig you, man.
No, I disagree. I think honestly, we needed his help in this particular situation.
He balanced it out.
And he balanced it out quite nicely. I didn't know that we were having special guest Big Tim on the show, but we did, and that's perfectly fine.
And he sold some lollipops, and he definitely took it upon himself to promote, which we were happy to do.
I gave him, he just helped
fill time.
I gave him that back rub for a lollipop and didn't even take it home or eat it.
Oh. Wow, all that work.
Yeah.
I feel though we did our jobs. We represented our show really well. I think Colonial Lanes is pretty happy with us. They didn't seem. I mean,
no, they're not returning any of Zach's phone calls.
Well, they're certainly not
happy with you guys. Even though I was the one that dealt with,
but nobody saw that, Zach.
I think I shared with you after Friday throughout the weekend. Like rando photos would pop up from people that were at the vet, and there was such a great photo. Yeah. It was of the guy that was dressed as Adam from Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, He-Man.
And it's just him like posing, and then the owner of the bowling alley is right behind him, but the expression on the guy's face is like that was his whole thought all for 3 hours. Okay.
We're just gonna suck it up
and deal with it.
I might go up there this weekend just to chat with him because he hasn't responded to my last.
Yeah, he hasn't responded.
I think you should wear a luchador mask when you go and talk to him. Though
I will say, me and Abby bowled a game after the event.
Were you any better than you were during the event?
A little hairier.
Don't you?
Don't you lie?
He beat me. Well, no. Well, yeah, I had some strikes too. It was just the thing forgot to count them. But no, he still beat me. So
okay.
Missed, yeah.
All right.
It was fun.
Ty got his masculine thing back.
On the shoe rental, I went and talked to, what's his name again?
Mike.
Mike, yeah.
Yeah.
Great guy. Shout out to Mike from Colonial Lanes.
He
is an awesome dude.
Yeah, go bowling.
He's an old school real man. Yeah. He's just
really helped us out with this event. Let us do our thing.
Yeah, I'd do another one. I think
Colonial Lanes is just a great place too. Yeah,
seriously, all the
very accommodating.
I asked him, I'm like, dude, so tonight it was like a busy night. You guys had more business. Life is good. We all benefited, right? And he's like, yeah, not really. No.
Oh, really?
He was like, there were people at the bar, and that's good, but, as far as a bowling night, I don't think it was that much different.
Dude, they do a lot of events.
Yeah.
A lot of big...
Well, that was the important thing.
I'm just saying that, poked a hole in my...
Yeah,
like,
that was a little disappointing to hear that he wasn't really ecstatic.
Yeah, I'm disappointed to hear that.
He wasn't mad about it.
There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way.
You gotta ask for clarification on that.
On an average Friday night that there's a line around the corner for that bar.
No, they had to bring in an extra bar staff.
They did.
I mean, people were waiting in line a lot all night
and for a while
it may have ticked off some of the regulars. I overheard something about that.
Of course,
but
I don't know.
Hey,
listen, guy
with the hook hand and eye patch, and you're gonna get your double. Just chill.
And Colonial Lands,
Susan's gonna come over and take care of you in just a minute.
The Keno boards will be up in a minute. All right.
God,
but they were cool though, and it's like,
yep.
I gotta say though, that team, the Swervy team, they gotta put that back up, and people have to fight for that again next year.
Absolutely,
yeah.
It's gotta be a yearly tournament.
Even if this guy doesn't get us back, we'll
fuck
find
it. There's
we'll
other
find
bowling alleys.
A Loma Bowl.
We've moved.
Changed the allegiance right away.
Oh,
we're
him.
Awful. Yeah. This is why we don't have sponsors.
All of a sudden, it's a bocce tournament instead because we can't get anybody to fucking let us go.
I have to say props to all you because we've always said if we were going to do an event, we're going to do it style, and that was an event.
It was a blast. It was great.
At the end of the day, I think it got our name out there really well, just because of even the social media presence, all the pictures, all the people talking about it, other shows promoting it, and super big thanks to all of those people.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
Yeah,
I've said
you.
It to you
and
personally.
Everyone that came, thanks to you.
And BYOCB, Swervy Jones, Semantics. Check out all these fine podcasts. Burn It Down Show. What's the Fuss? Scotch and Good Conversation.
Yeah.
And even Steezy's Trap House came and really.
I don't know if you remember, but you guys did kiss on the
lips. Oh, we totally did kiss. We kissed on air.
And guess what? That took minimal time to happen. I thought that would take a little edge in. You guys were both ready to kiss.
No, I think someone made the call. I like you so much, Steezy. I would kiss you.
And one of you was like, on the lips? I was right next to you guys.
There was some tongue?
I know. No, it just a little.
There was some tongue.
Just a little.
It was a very kissy.
So that was another thing that I do remember of that night. And it was like towards the end of me.
Oh, Steezy kissed you too.
No. I went up to Steezy to like.
You got a blowjob from Steezy?
Yeah. I went up to Steezy to talk to him and like. I guess he couldn't understand a word that I was saying.
Were you apologizing to
him? No, I was just like, but then I was like, why can't you understand me? You know, like I didn't get angry, but I'm like, I can't understand you. You can't understand me.
Because you're just all glug.
He's like, I can't understand you. And then he walked away.
At least he was honest.
Well, I can't understand you either. So
somebody
I'll walk away.
Somebody that apparently doesn't understand how calendars work is our good friend Dabs K from Burn It Down Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I mean, he was at the event. He was fun. We had him on the show. But yeah, I open up Facebook as soon as I get home, and I'm tagged in a post in their group from him. He's like, yeah, just driving around Owen Butler's neighborhood waiting for the show to start so I can, you know, just, I can get there. And there's a lot of peacocks or something he said around here.
Okay.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, Dabs,
there's no peacocks
you're not like
in my
here, are you? And I posted straight away. I'm just like, Dabs, like.
Dude, where the fuck are there peacocks?
I don't know. First off, I don't know where you are.
A peacock in your neighborhood is going to look like a crackhead peacock. Well,
it's going to look like dinner to one of these fucking homeless people.
It hasn't been eaten by anybody yet.
We don't have peacocks because, yes, they'll get eaten. But, yeah, no, he was apparently close by. Thought it was tonight. It's next week. So, you know, just that's typical Dabs.
I was looking forward to hanging out, Dabs.
Yeah,
Dabs,
man.
But
I said he could come by. I said he could come by. I had shit in the closet, and I hooked up a mic real quick because I didn't have it. There was even more shit in the closet than there is right now. But no, I had to clear a space.
Are you calling Abby's shit?
Yeah,
no.
I wasn't in the closet last week.
Oh my god!
I had all my boxes from the event, like on the chair.
Oh,
I don't appreciate. As soon as I thought, box.
Damn it!
It's striking out, man.
He, you know, but as soon as they found out he wanted to come or was on his way, I'm like, hey, you can come by, but he. Respectfully was just like, nope, I fucked up. Like, and I
good
kinda,
on him.
I kind of say too in the same way. Like, I like to be able to prepare for guests. Like, I like to be able to like whenever I have someone in, I always have something a little bit special or related towards. Like, I don't you know,
showing respect to them.
Yeah. So I wouldn't have had that, and I'm like, it would have been him just kind of hanging out, which is always cool because Dabs is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be better for his first time on our show if he is actually in on next week, which you can all look forward to that next week. Dabs.
Hopefully he doesn't live in Merritt Island and had to drive back there.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Dabs.
Yeah. He said he was going to go hang out. There's Samantha's band. Husband Travis's band is playing
Taco
Palace.
Semantics has a band.
He has
Travis
a band. He's
Travis
in a band.
Has a band.
Yeah,
that's
Travis
right.
has
okay.
a band. So he was gonna roll down there, and that's completely fine. But all right. You know what I think it is actually time for?
What that is?
Oh,
what that thing we do?
That thing that we weren't able to do last week because
I kind of missed it.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of the things on the show I miss. But
I hope it's products.
But this one in particular. Oh, remember this happened last time? I've got a weird.
Oh, the
we
dud.
Can do it.
Can
do it.
No, it's like.
You want us to do the sound? Want us to do
it? No, don't do it. Don't
we
do
could,
it.
We could totally do it.
I want to do
We've
it.
We've been practicing a cappella.
Yeah.
I'm baritone.
With Boyz II Men.
There we go.
Clips.
As I need to delete those.
You
those are like mislinked
baby.
Files.
You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips. You know we got them, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Like we said, we weren't able to do this last week, but it is it's always a fun part of our show. We take a look at the random shit I found on the internet. We'll start off. I'm going to go big out the gate.
Dive in head first.
You guys have been doing so well with the Earful, and you've been presenting so much music lately.
Thank you, Owen.
That I'm like, you know what? I want to find some music too.
Yeah, is this your first submission?
It's an all-star compilation.
It isn't actually. I'm gonna promise you this week. I got no all-star on. It's on my clips list.
I've looked through the playlist. He's right. Yeah. He's actually right.
This is a song by Kieran J. Callinan. Have you ever heard of this guy?
Kieran J.
Have you ever heard of him?
No.
He's Australian. All right.
And he's, whoa.
Well, he's actually been around for years, and he started out as one of these like guitar pedal loop guys, like where
he
would have like, you know, like seriously, like his rig at times has been like 40 plus pedals and all time delay and doing all crazy shit. And he makes almost electronic music with just his guitar. So he does some of that, which is with his old stuff. And he's been around playing music professionally since like 96, like a while. This guy's kind of like an undiscovered gem in the States. He's had a really big hit in Australia a couple years ago off an album. And then he's just come out. This is his like latest single. He's changed his image quite a lot from what he like started as.
Right.
But this is like a real big hit in Australia right now. And at first I'm like, I think I like it, but I don't. But I I love it. Oh right. Shit, oh, I love
wow.
it. So just hear me out. Kieran J. Callanan, SAD is the name of the song. Let's come in here.
Nobody's
song about drugs.
Just another song about drugs.
Drugs.
And this video is incredible.
Everybody can believe this tonight. Just another song about drugs. Sweet dreams and high hopes. To black sleep and no hope. Don't choke. Mom's got your hand. Understand every now someone so get a lung full of dope smoke. Now you're laughing at my jokes. Laugh louder at my sick joke. We're getting deep again.
The badass microphone.
Nobody gonna leave tonight. Just another song about drugs.
Impression, Zach?
It's pretty bad, dude.
So good, dude.
It's pretty bad.
It grows on you.
I just want to say the gold microphone is such a great accent.
Yeah.
It's just fucking killing it right now. It's not even plugged in.
I only like it because of the video.
Sure.
If I just heard this song, it's garbage.
No, I don't think it is. It
has its moments.
It actually grows.
I feel like there's some strange artistic merit deep inside the weaves of his mullet.
That's what's going on here.
And that little pencil mustache.
Nobody gonna leave tonight. Just another song about drugs.
Oh,
yeah. Everybody gonna leave tonight.
That's amazing.
All right. He's in Cuba, of course, for this whole entire video.
I kind of dig it.
See?
Can I have one request?
What?
That we all get gold mics in here.
Oh,
in the studio.
One day.
That's the 400th episode.
Okay. Sorry, I can't leave tonight. You know what I need tonight?
Dude, his wardrobe is fucking through the roof.
Everybody can believe tonight. Just another song about drugs.
Oh, dude. This thing is... See, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I feel like it could grow on me.
After a few listens, it begins to grow on me.
Yeah.
Chorus is oddly catchy, but everything else is like...
It's like the whole song sort of just like crescendos to the end, and it just like...
It's the only produced part of the song.
Is the
chorus and that part about drugs.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Whoever filmed the video, though, they get an A+.
Yeah.
Great music video.
Do you have another track by this guy?
Yeah, I have a couple. I just want you to hear the very, very end of this track, though, because I love what he does.
I love you, Mom.
Hang on.
I love you, Mom.
Yeah. Right at the end.
Everybody can believe tonight in drugs. I love you, Mom.
What a way to end.
Yeah. I love you, Mom.
I dig it.
See, I told you.
Frosted mullet.
And like
tips.
I said, there's
I know, frosted tips.
There's a lot of really sort of buried awesomeness within his like whole album. Like it's weird, but it's sort of good and it's sort of bad all at the same time.
I somehow imagine you have like a CD that got sent to you from this guy.
Or I feel like this guy is so retro he put out a cassette.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he tape. But see, not all of his stuff is quite that way. This one is, but check this. This is a good one. And this video is equally as good. So
you got 80s. More like an 80s, yeah.
Yeah. There he is in drag. Tell me you don't love this guy. Come on.
Yeah.
We'll move into this new home, and I'll still keep my secrets.
What do you think of it, Ty?
I dig this. It's very.
Ty's a tough
one. I'm just a sucker for 80s.
Ty, will this be out in the next year, Paul?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
It wouldn't make it. It wouldn't make the cut.
I don't know. Sad's pretty good, though. That first track's pretty good. This is weird.
This is actually really
I
good.
I like it. I like this one.
This guy really believes in everything that he's doing, though. And I.
Yeah,
he
does. Yeah, yeah.
He can't fault
he's
that.
He's a confident
I
motherfucker.
I feel like he's the kind of guy that he's written this. Backstories for all these
yeah.
characters.
Oh, he has. Yeah. It's the whole song. If you listen to the lyrics, like, it's all, yeah, it's all that. did I not pull the fucking one? I might have missed one that I wanted to pull.
Aww.
But well, I'll do this one. We'll just do one more of his. Patience, yeah, it is this one. We're good.
It's called Living Each Day.
Yeah. So he's escaping from a hospital in a hospital gown, and he's running into a country general store. He's going to go get himself some badass country fucking gear.
The Marlboro Man.
It's like the Marlboro Man.
His daddy said on his deathbed, son, live each day.
Damn it.
Maybe he read it.
I can't help but like
magnet.
Him.
Either way, he's gotta live each day. So he wrote up a list.
I'm telling you, it's not bad. Like, it takes a while to get in your head, but it's pretty fucking genius.
Savings from the National Bank, he's gotta live like it's his life.
Whoa.
You better
Cordia.
Live each day like it is your last.
Yeah!
Trophy wish to systematically
kill. He's riding a shark, dude.
Go
I don't know. What do you? What's your overall opinion? You're gonna have to look into him more now, aren't you?
Yeah, I do want to know more.
I am curious.
Yeah, trust me, I could do a whole
I feel
show
like
on
it's
this
worth
guy.
Going, you know, below the surface here. And
I'll send. I'll post some
discography.
Like interviews with him too, and you'll begin to get it a little bit more. But yeah, he's kind of a sensation in Australia. I'll say that. Kieran J. Callanan. There you go.
Dig it.
There you go.
All right.
Well, while we're on the theme of music, why not do another one? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll do. We're gonna do this. Found this this week. This is you'll know it's what it is straight away. But it's done in blues. Thought this was really good.
Now here's the story.
Oh, hell yeah.
All about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. I'll take a minute, just sit right there and hear how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
It's awesome.
Yeah, this is shit.
In West
I love shit
Philadelphia,
like this.
I was
Born and raised on a playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling, maxing, and relaxing all cool. Or shooting some beanball outside of school, outside of school.
I imagine this is great to play live because you can't, as an audience member, not sing along to it type thing. That's got to be why you do the song like this. I mean,
neighborhood, I got in one little fire and my mom got scared. She said, you're moving with your auntie.
Are they going to a wedding or something?
Yeah, they are. They are really nicely dressed. I mean, I'd have them play at my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I'd definitely have them play at my wedding.
It's a sweet-ass guitar.
I forgot to pull their actual names, so I couldn't tell you who the fuck they are. But just, yeah, do the fucking The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme blues cover, and you'll find it. That's pretty, you know.
You'll probably find some other strange shit.
Yeah, they do a lot of those covers. But they kind of have their vibe. And,
yeah.
It's always cool to take, you know, something flipping on its head.
Yeah, I always like it. I always like it. All right, we got this. This is a great one. This is a great Reddit find right here. My favorite American stereotype from Japanese anime. So, you know, it's like this is how they view, obviously, like these Japanese shows when an American is around, or this particular character. This is from an anime in Japan.
Hey, fucking cowboy, fucking cowgirl, how the fuck are you doing? So tell me, are you kids on your fucking way home from school or something like that? Fuck, why don't you two buy a fucking hot dog from me, Mr. Kohei? Come on, man,
spitting
don't be
all
cruel,
over
you fucking cowboy! Yeah. Tell you what, I'll give you the king special with a ton of fucking ketchup and fucking mustard to go with those fucking
legit,
hot dogs and sell you a pair of them for 500 fucking yen. How do you like those bargains, baby? Oh, fuck you very much.
Okay, so hey, this is a legit
tonight, like cartoon. Cheer, fucking girls, okay. Fucking hot dogs for sale. Fuck yeah.
That's awesome.
They're pretty right on, man. Nailed it.
This one was actually sent to us by our good friend Tom here. This is so ridiculous
it's
that I had to play
atrocity.
It. I can't believe just they let it go as long as they let it go.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I'm already reading the title, and they didn't break into the
wall.
This
is a silly question, right. But have you ever been to a house where the wall suddenly started to ring?
No.
Oh, my God.
You dumb bitch.
Yeah, what, that was the dumbest
out.
Shit.
She is so fucked.
She's a couple Xanax in.
Yeah.
She does look super Xanax.
I sent this with the caption, slow news day.
Slow news day, yeah.
This is fucking ridiculous.
News Channel 2 out of, did you catch where it was from?
Who gives a fuck? Fucking Illinois.
Well, it's been happening every day for 13 years at a home in Ross Township. Dave Crawley has the story.
Dave Crawley.
All is calm in a quiet house on a peaceful street in the tranquil township of Ross.
I love the news guy because you could see like he's taking it seriously, but he's crying on the inside that he's got to actually use his journalistic prowess to fucking do this shit.
This is what I'm doing. Right
I got
now.
A degree
what?
For this.
This is what I'm doing with my life.
Yeah.
And even the best is his sign off at the end. That if we could make it to the end,
he's like a former war correspondent and shit. I used to write about things that mattered.
The sound of a 13-year-old alarm clock.
I'll show you where this thing started out from.
13 years?
13 years at a certain point in their day, an alarm clock goes off.
Day three, axing. I'm axing down all my walls.
In the wall.
Day three.
No. You got to hear the story about how
you got to hear the story about how it got into the wall. Because the old man here, he was the one involved in getting the alarm clock in the wall.
He put it in the wall.
More or less, you'll hear it.
Why it was convenient, or at least I thought it was convenient at the time.
Jerry Lynn says he dropped the clock tied to a string through an air vent. Set to go off 10 minutes later, it would let him know where to punch a hole in the living room wall to pass a wire through for a TV hookup.
That's the dumbest shit.
And this is and this is why old people need to learn how to use the fucking internet.
Okay,
man.
So this is in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, near Pittsburgh. Suburb of Pittsburgh.
This handyman was like, I'll just tie a clock with twine around it and put it down the wall.
Wow.
So
as I was laying it down, all of a sudden I heard it go thunk as it came loose. Well, that's not a real problem. You know, it's still going to go off, and it did.
He couldn't pull it back up, but he figured
maybe 3-4 months, it'll run out of battery.
13 years later.
I love how his first thing was, I'll wait it out.
Yeah. Even if it's 3 or 4 months, like in your, yeah. like you, Zach, you said it right.
Day three.
In 3 days, yeah. 3 or 4 days, you're sick of that shit. There's no way you can put up with that, let alone to think, oh, 3 or 4 months, little battery will die. It'll go away.
And it was going off the whole, like 24/7.
No, wait.
Okay, all right.
That was in September of 2004. It is still going off every day.
Frick?
And during daylight savings time, it goes off at 10 minutes to 8 at night. And during regular standard time, it goes off at 10 minutes to 7 at night.
Jerry's wife, Sylvia, says the sudden ring can come as a jolt to unsuspecting guests.
It starts with a soft beep, 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 and it gets louder and more closer together.
Oh, God.
And that will set people like, what is that?
You might say, here we go. All in all, it's just another clock in the wall.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
It has a familiar ring to it. I'm Dave Crawley.
I'm going to go shoot myself in the face.
If that's not going to be up for some local news award, then that the system is broken.
What was the dude's name? Because I swear he said, I'm Gay Frolic.
Is the clock really a place inside each of us? That's what I'm
maybe it is. Yeah.
I feel like all of us are wanting to break open that wall and rip that beeping alarm clock out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, alright, we'll do... Oh, shit! No, I gotta do this one. Did you know that there's a new extreme sport out there?
No.
I love extreme sports. You know me.
Adrenaline. Yeah, I mean, you are very extreme.
I'm an adrenaline junkie. You see me out there fucking gnarly Ollians and...
gnarly Ollians? Were you trying to say Ollies?
I mean...
I feel like you took two stereotypical skateboarding words.
Are you trying to say New Orleans or gnarly Ollies?
Gnarly Arlies? Is that your new bar here in town?
Gnarly Barley.
Gnarly Arlies.
I thrashed the night away, you know, the other night. And
Gnarbone?
Yeah, totally. But no, there's a new crazy sport, and all I can really describe it as is extreme sitting. So here you go. And like every one of these extreme sports, they all have to put an AWOL Nation song behind there.
An AWOL Nation.
This isn't even a joke. This is like a real product.
Is this new?
I looked it up.
Okay, 2013. That's why Sail. Yeah.
Yeah. This is. Oh, it's so good already.
Salzic is the brand.
Wait, so they really think it's extreme?
Oh. They do some sort of extreme shit with it, but. Who thought this was a good idea? They've invented this kind of like, it looks like a pedestal.
Can you pause it for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
I love how like back in the day when this song came out, they used it for like the guys that did squirrel suit fucking proximity flying.
Yeah.
And now these guys are doing sitting.
Extreme sitting.
Extreme sitting and using the same song. Yeah. Like not comparable.
Essentially this is all just a big ad. Like it's a product that was invented. It's like supposed to be kind of like an indestructible... for quote unquote lack of a better term, it's a piece of furniture. Hang on, I did pull the Wikipedia article
it's my
on
extreme
this.
Stool, man.
Are you stooling, bro?
Yeah, no. It's an extreme stool. That's a very good way to put it, honestly, Ty.
Extreme stooling.
It's called the Salzig Sport Hocker. The Hocker to Hocker. The combination of a sports device and furniture.
What?
Because of its special form, the sport hocker is suitable to be thrown, catch, kick, slided, shredded, and you can roll on it, balance on it.
Shredded?
You can roll on it, balance on it, and of course, just sit down and relax comfortably.
What?
So you can do all these like crazy tricks with it. It's real deal. This, like, I'm not kidding. This is a thing. Watch it.
They're like, we're going to shoot it all in slow motion. It's fucking badass.
Who's got the drone, bro? Let's get a drone.
And this isn't even like the remix of that song. That's how badass this is.
Yeah, they had stepped it up a notch.
Oh, what?
Ow.
That's retarded.
What the fuck is that?
That is fucking dumb.
That's so fucking stupid.
And then
he just grinded into his stool sit.
Damn.
This is not a joke.
I give up.
That's real. Look, guys, dude. Look, I went on their Facebook page. There's a whole community.
This
is
fucking embarrassing.
And you know what? I bet they're paying, like, sponsoring kids to do this shit.
Yeah.
No way.
I fucking give up.
Man.
You ever even
out of all the fucking shitty things that are going on in the world right now,
this might be the shittiest.
One. This is number one.
Yeah. Fuck North Korea or any of the atrocities going on with ISIS. This is the worst.
Even Sid Brock.
Oh my god.
You know what it is? It's like lazier parkour.
Yeah. But not even extremely lazy parkour.
Come on.
I guess you can, roll it, too.
Okay, that's
tough. No, dude, get a fucking skateboard and do that trick.
You're right. A lot of this stuff
These guys are pussies.
A lot of
I hate them so much.
It looks like
look at this.
Oh.
It takes two.
It's an ollie sit.
Dude, can you turn this off?
it kind of looks like a giant spool.
I'm very angry,
Like it's a spool.
Thank you.
What are the names of those young men in the videos? Just so everyone knows who to be upset at.
If we see you in Orlando doing that shit,
don't worry, they'll be sponsored by the X Games next year.
Yeah,
no, fuck.
This we're gonna end on this one. This is from a movie that just came out, Mindhorn.
Fucking good too.
You saw it, right?
Mindhorn?
I watched it all.
You're probably the only one that has.
Yeah, I saw it.
You saw it too?
Yeah. It's Britishly goofy. It's
Explain
great.
The context then of the actual music video that I'm about to play. Is it in the movie?
Well, they play like this whole thing. Like the guy is the.
Is that
celebrity.
When he's like in his in between washed up phase?
Yeah, it's like the guy Mindhorn. He plays a character that has this crazy eye patch. That it's like a spoof on like terrible 70s cop movies or cop shows. And so it's like his failed career afterwards. The guy from Mighty Boosh that plays the guy from Mindhorn.
This is awesome.
Really, it is pretty goofy and funny, though. I laughed.
The lyrics in this song are just hilarious to me. Listen to it. It's from the movie, but essentially it is a 70, late 70s, early 80s parody song. It's like a parody of the time, if you will. And this is from Mindhorn, and it's called "You Can't Handcuff the Wind," which alone is the greatest, title ever. So, here we go. And you know what? It's actually a pretty solid song. Love the little intro in front of it too.
Yeah, that attention to detail is really funny in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
1989
right.
is what.
That's a good year.
Yeah.
The fucking horrible DI.
You can't handcuff the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't handcuff the wind.
Yeah.
I'm getting that tattoo.
The moon was hot. The time was right. And you were looking so good. Our body heat was rising. I thought you understood. We had some fun together, but I never promised you forever. No. You can't handcuff the wind, and if you try, you're gonna fail. It's like trying to put thunder in jail.
Trying to put thunder in jail.
Gotta loosen up your grip, girl. You're holding on a little too tight. We rolled the dice, we played the game. Now every card's been turned. Girl, if you're trying to hold on to fire, you're gonna get burned. You can't hang off the wind, and if you try, you're gonna fail. It's like trying to put thunder in jail. Itching in my feet. I got an engine that you can't tame, even with your mouth so sweet. 1,000 kisses and sad goodbyes, but it's too late for
it's so
anymore.
Good. It's so good.
The ferry to the mainland leaves at 6. I gotta be there 20 minutes before. You can't handcuff the wind, and if you try, you're gonna fail. It's like trying to put thunder in jail. You can't handcuff.
Yeah, I usually hate playing parody songs and all that.
It's this, well done.
This, though, it's just, it's, yeah, it's so well done. And, yeah, the Mighty Boosh.
Do you expect anything better, you know?
The, fucking awesome. It's perfect.
It's that one guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you, man, the Brits are light ages ahead. Like, I feel like they're...
Wait, so
so epic.
It's
so
very
epic.
Wait,
so, epic.
So this is new?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's on Netflix.
No shit.
Mindhorn.
This is a movie that came out.
It's been out for a while, but it came of course Netflix
okay.
yeah, acquired stole it and whatever.
But they're so funny, man. All those guys.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, no. I need to do the same. But yeah, that was Clips.
Clips.
Good Clips.
You know you want them, baby.
You can't help get the way.
You can't help get the way. You know we got them, baby.
Clips.
You know we got them, baby.
Clips.
That was Clips.
Yep. Coming back in the next segment, I think it is time because I need to pee.
Take a little
break, you know, 15, 20 minutes as we do. Guys, the metal detector guy is back, so you're going to be hearing all about that and my interaction with him yesterday. Also, I want to talk a little bit about how easily squirrels can die.
All right.
So,
is that all in the second segment?
Well, yeah,
that's
coming in the second segment. We'll also open up the phone lines.
We're going to be doing a little verses?
Yeah, we're going to be doing some verses tonight. We're going to be doing some verses. But, geez, Zach, you're
real pumped for verses.
Dude, verses
is fine.
Verses is the only reason I do this show.
Oh,
I
know, right,
actually,
right.
He said he only shows up for verses.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, we can, you going to stick around for a little bit, Abby?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, all right, cool. Well, we'll throw on some music here. We'll get out for, like I said, just a few minutes.
Fine.
And we'll be right back. So, yeah, this is something from Earful, right, this week?
Yeah, this is from Earful 11, which will...
What's a good track off this this album?
Which one? The second one? Just play the first track. The whole
first
album's really good.
I've heard of Kasabian. I've listened to Kasabian back in the day. Is this something new?
The new one. It just came out.
I didn't know.
It's solid. It's
all
really
right,
good.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we'll just rock some new Kasabian then as we go to break.
Kasabian. Ty and I couldn't figure out how to say it on the show.
That was my guess, though.
That was your guess, Ty.
we'll also open up the phone lines in the second segment as well. And, yeah.
Fuck
seriously,
dream.
No. Fuck your dream.
Fuck up. Fuck your dream.
Right, we are back on a radio show with a second segment for you guys.
It gets weirder.
As we are apt to do. Like I said, we've got some verses coming up later on.
Yeah.
Yes.
I won't even spoil. No, I'm not going to spoil that yet. But I've got some other treats. I definitely wanted to talk a little bit, though, first about my neighbor issues, you see.
Abby?
Well, yeah.
Hey, she is sitting here.
She's been such a problem since she moved in. If you don't know, Abby has moved into my neighborhood. I won't say where, not to give anything away.
We'll just call it the neighborhood.
But you live pretty close to me now, Abby, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And I think I've explained to you guys before, and you guys are pretty, you know, you've been here enough to know that, like, for the most part, my neighborhood has a good community vibe to it.
I mean, when I lived here, I loved it, dude.
Yeah, you lived, like, literally catty corner to me, and it was always like a pretty decent like neighborhoodly vibe, right? Everybody kind of looks out for each other or whatever.
Despite the random crackhead.
Despite the random one-off crackhead, yeah.
Hey, they need neighbors too, man.
Yeah. My point being, though, that if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I had an issue with a guy who was metal detecting all around the neighborhood, going into, you know, people's lawns and yards and digging shit up. And
what is this, the beach?
Yeah, he...
Can I spoil this right away?
Go ahead.
isn't this dude your landlord?
No.
Didn't you tell us all that?
That would have been the best fucking twist.
He is not my landlord.
You told us that.
I don't think Owen
point.
Would be talking no, I, about it if it was his
no,
landlord.
No, no,
well,
no,
that's
no.
why I was like, what's
when,
going
when
on?
I first, when I first brought it up, there was a theory that it could be.
Okay. okay.
Maybe I didn't actually explain to you when I had my first confrontation
oh,
with
so he,
the guy.
He's no. one of the crackheads.
This is a couple weeks ago. I had a confrontation with him, and I was like, yo, because he was over on, like, I live in a duplex, and he was over on the other side of the duplex in their front lawn, and he was boop, boop, booping. Actually, he was digging. He was straight
no
up digging.
Shit.
And I'm like, yo, what are you doing there, man? I just kind of, like, walk around the corner, because I've been hearing this guy fucking metal detecting all around
all
everywhere,
beeps.
Right? All the beeps. Like, throw in a goddamn set of headphones. And that's when I said to him, and he's like, oh, I don't have headphones.
Some fucking earbuds
who,
or something.
Who doesn't own headphones?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's
dude, fucking, you can go get a pair for what? Fucking $4?
I feel like at that
the 7-Eleven.
Throw
yeah,
over some cans from
this?
The studio. Just
no.
plug that
just,
shit
just
in.
Just plug that shit.
So, I wish he was still doing it. I want to bury some weird shit.
Right yeah, now. Right.
I would totally fuck with this guy.
Take
well,
all
well,
of Owen's
well,
dildos and bury them.
Right,
this is what happens.
Let's go bury some
I had a pretty heated conversation with him, and he told me at the time that he had my landlord's permission to do.
Oh, really?
To. You know, basically all of our property.
I would have said, you know what I would have said? What's my landlord's name?
That's the first thing I said.
Nice, nice.
And he couldn't answer me.
Fucking liar.
Wow.
Now, I'm like, maybe they did have a conversation. Maybe he said one time, yeah, it's okay, just like this little bit or something, right? I didn't push it. All I did was I said, okay, well, I'm going to tell you this right now. If I catch you on my side of the duplex, we're going to have problems. And he just kind of gave me the, yeah, well, I'll kind of, you know. And I'm like,
what?
No,
what?
If you come over here,
yeah.
we're going to have problems.
And then he punched him in the face and knocked him out.
I wish I did. So a couple weeks goes by, and this is now yesterday. I'm surprised you didn't hear this because your car was there, and I get home, and I see this guy as I come around the corner. I see him, and he's not on my side, but he's about as close to my side as you can be without being on my side.
Yeah.
All right? And I pull up. Teresa's not home yet. I pull my car up, and I open my door, and I'm just said, get the fuck out.
Damn.
What the fuck are you doing? And what are you talking about? I got permission, blah, 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 blah. Like,
could you describe this guy? What
does
he look like?
Is he like a grown-ass
skinny,
man?
Yeah, skinny 45-year-old.
I knew he was skinny.
Skinny 45.
Frail.
Like, he's something not quite right in his head.
Okay.
And so he,
obviously,
he then starts going back at me. You're a fucking prick. You're an asshole. And I'm just like, no. Some people don't like you intruding on their property.
What are you trying to find over there?
Yeah and first off, what are you, second, what are you goddamn trying to find?
What do you not want
dude,
him to find,
dude, has he not been canned? Canvassing that fucking lot for weeks?
It's ridiculous. And he obviously
and
was only doing it
shit
because
dude,
neither of us
shit.
Weren't home yet, right?
Fuck
so I lost
man.
My, I did lose my shit. And I'm like, he's like, well, you didn't call, like, you threatened to call the landlord last time. Why don't you call the landlord this time then and see? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do that right fucking now.
Yeah.
So I call my, one thing he says to me before this, he's like, if you don't know, I'm the one that's been taking care of this side of the property.
It's not your problem.
And
with your metal detector?
That's not your house.
He's like, I've been mowing the lawn and taking out the trash. Well, first off, whose trash are you taking out? Because no one lives there.
Yeah.
So that's just like
Water.
Ridiculous.
It's a ghost, man.
So I call my landlord and I'm like, yo, did you tell a guy? And he's like, yeah, there was a guy one time, he lives across the street. I said he could do this like little patch like where I was standing outside, but I'm like, well,
yeah,
he seems to think he has the rights to do the whole like place. And I'm like, I told him there's going to be a problem if he comes over my side. He's like, all right, next time I'm there, I'll talk to him like on Sunday. I'll go say something. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to let you know he had heated words. I had very heated words with him. I did tell him to go fuck himself and fuck off and get the fuck out of here. And he's like, oh, okay. I didn't realize it was that bad.
This story brought to you by some anime thing in Japan.
Sure, sure. And at that point, I asked him, so he's saying that he's taking care of that property, that he's mowing the yard and he's taking back the trash. He's like, no, he's not doing that. No, that's just
the
a,
landlord
that,
said
that's
he's
a complete,
not doing
he's
that.
Not
that's
doing
a
that.
Bunch of bullshit.
And that the only thing that he asked him one time, as he was leaving, because he was doing work on the place, he had some construction like debris in the trash cans. He's like, "Hey, can you? I'm gonna put the trash cans out.
Right.
Can you just like maybe just wheel them back to my place like later on?"
Right.
And that was the one thing that he asked him to do. And this guy straight up just lied to me. I'm taking care of the place. Like you
wheel
the trash cans.
But this guy lives across the street.
Yes, he lives. Caretaker. He lives across like somewhere down the street.
Because that house across the street.
No, it's not that
dope.
One.
Yeah,
it's not that one. It's the one a little bit further back.
Okay.
I don't care where the fuck this motherfucker lives.
Yeah.
One of the first things he said to me when I first met him on the first time around was that I've been here forever. As if that was some sort of justification that you're allowed to just go into people's yards now
because
you've been here before I was. No. Doesn't work like that.
Okay.
So long and short of it is that it ended with me calling my landlord, me then coming back out of my house to tell him he's a fucking liar. And by that point, which was only like a 3-minute conversation, if it was five, that's it.
Yeah.
By the time I get back out, of course, he's fucking gone.
He's gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to fix.
So he knows
gotta,
he's in the wrong.
I got to
fix.
They
must
we're,
do.
We're gonna go to Staples, right? And we're gonna buy like 3 or 4 cases of those small metal. Tacks.
Oh, good
and
idea.
We're going to take them all and we're just going to throw them over into that lawn and it will make his metal detector go fucking nuts.
Yes.
But when he's walking, he'll be stepping on a bunch of tacks.
Ooh,
that'll
that's
be
a
like stabbing.
Really
at
good idea.
And then
I want to be a part of this.
Honest, you do not fuck
until
with us.
Until your landlord actually mows the lawn.
No. I say we find out exactly which house is his and dump them all in his yard along with a bunch of my bottle caps as well.
Oh, man, I'm so
See,
excited.
See, that's what I think we should start doing is just
this is like I'm back
a
in high school
of
again.
Crappy metal shit.
Yeah,
defense.
Just throw like worthless.
Can
shit.
We TP his yard? TP
if it gets to it. Honestly,
can we throw smoke bombs on his porch.
I told him straight up, if I catch him there again, because he doesn't have any written permission to even be on my landlord's side. Even
this
if he thinks
any sense.
If he has permission, then show me some permission.
Though? That's what I understood. Okay.
But he's actually.
Okay.
But didn't you say he was digging?
Yes,
yeah,
with
so
a little shovel.
He
found
something.
Did you tell the landlord he was digging
yes,
in the yard?
Yes, I did.
Listen,
and
either
he
has acquired
either.
Nazi gold over there, or you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I get people that do that shit at a beach.
Well,
you're in some
that's fine.
Random
that's fine.
Lot. It's
but you
weird.
Also do it with a set of headphones, so you're not bothering everybody with the blip. Like that is a problem because I can hear him all
what
around
if we found
the neighborhood.
Out what noise annoys him? And then we
and
play
then we
that really loud.
Ooh, an alarm clock in the wall can never go back.
Nice callback.
That's right.
That's what you call a callback.
But my point with the whole thing too is like, what is? Or my question to you is. What are the cops going to do if they show up? Like, and he's doing that. Like, if I call the cops on him, they're probably just going to tell him, like, get the fuck out of here, right?
I think like, first they'll be like, what's that? And I'll be like, this is a metal detector. Because who the fuck does that?
Right.
And then they'll not do anything.
Yeah, but he doesn't have any proof. He didn't even know my landlord's name, let alone have proof or his number to call him and, like, say, like, hey, can you tell, you know? It's trespassing. So if he does it again, I'm calling the cops. And especially if he's on my side, I'm going to snatch that fucking metal detector out of his hands and break it, and then I'm going to call the cops.
I do think vigilante justice is best.
Yeah, and I think he's just one of those type of people. He's like, it's either he's going to be listening, he's going to be doing the metal detector, or there's the guys that are like that listen to, like, the police bands all the time. There's just, like, he's bored.
Yep.
And unfortunately, his fucking hobby is
get a new
the
hobby,
shit
bro.
Out of you. So.
Go buy some microphones and sit in a room with 4 of your buddies and drink beer.
Yeah.
It's far more productive.
Yeah, man.
We need to switch gears because I'm going to just get too fired up with this. This next thing.
Simmer down.
This next thing comes actually from my wife. And this is an audio clip of a phone call from, like, the university, I'll say, that my wife works at. And it's it's one of these, like, you know, when you inquire for information about something online, there's, like, a group of lackeys that pretty much have to, like, call every little lead and follow up, you know, like, you put your number in here, you want more information, we're going to give you a call because, hey, we want to sell you on our college experience, right?
Yeah.
So that's not what my wife does. She's higher in the food chain than that. But people below her have to do this type of thing. And this has just become sort of legendary. Now, I've beeped out or around their office. I beeped out all the names because I really would feel bad if, you know, if I was releasing something that I shouldn't be. I think this protects my wife's job as well as the other people's identities just well enough. But this is a real deal call, a complete real call that I want you all to hear. I'm going to just be calling this from now on Leon, just Leon, all right?
Okay.
Leon.
I know Leon.
All right, hang on. It's a great name.
Saw Leon today.
Check this out.
It's a good dude.
Well, hello.
Hello, is this Leon?
Who's Leon?
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's what I thought I was calling Leon.
Oh, no, what's wrong?
Is this his mother?
Yes.
Oh, hi, this is calling. I do need to let you know the call may be recorded for quality assurance and training.
This who university?
University.
What is that?
What is that?
Are you Leon his mother?
Oh, no, Leon is a cat.
You play this for me. Yeah, this is the shit.
I love that, though.
Wow.
It's not done yet. It's not done. It's not done.
The reveal.
This poor woman.
His mother?
Oh, no, Leon is a cat.
Well, we have Leon as a student enrolled here at...
I don't know what it. What state is that in, baby?
That's in Florida.
Do you realize you called Indiana?
Yes.
So how he enrolled in Florida? He's a cat.
I have no idea.
You might have the wrong number, sugar.
We do. All sugar. Right. Thank you.
Bye. Like
okay. Can I say so that I feel like what you have discovered is literally the tip of the iceberg of a gigantic conspiracy at Blank University.
Oh, yeah. this is.
They're enrolling fucking cats,
they're enrolling
man.
Cats now.
Fuck the goddamn 2016 election bullshit. Yeah. This is the new
the
hot
numbers.
Track.
This is going to be the one of hundreds of calls
How
like
many
this.
Cats are enrolled at totally. Blank University? How many cats are on career path at Blank University?
I feel
dogs.
I feel what's more interesting, though, if you hear her, though, she's just like, you realize you call Indiana? How's my cat enrolled in Florida? It's less than, like... Like,
how's my cat more, enrolled in college?
Yeah, it's less than it's enrolled in college, let alone in Florida.
And for one, how the fuck is her cat affording Blank University? Yeah. Yeah. Or a human cat
I hear
affording?
It's pretty expensive.
I mean, cats get pretty pretty good.
That is
student
that
loans.
Is an incredible clip, man. That's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's courtesy. Of,
I hope it's
of
not the
wife.
Only one.
No, that I hope we get more of
there
those.
Are other
but,
cats,
but for now,
I want this to be a series. I want,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Maybe that cat could be a valedictorian of that university.
It's true. By the way, guys, we didn't say do this in the first half, but we are apt to do that now. The phone lines are open, and you can give us a call at
321-332-0186.
Yeah, that's 321-332-0186.
That hurt my brain.
I enjoyed that.
I got a couple of things I wanted to bring up to you here. Do you ever hear about the My Way killings? It's apparently
My Way?
My Way.
So do you go to Burger King and then kill a bunch of people?
Did Usher sing about these killings?
I want this murder my way.
No.
I want some chicken fries with this murder, motherfucker.
It actually relates to the Frank Sinatra song, My Way.
Okay.
Okay,
I just watched a Frank Sinatra biopic last night. It was terrible.
The My Way killings are a social phenomenon in the Philippines, referring to a number of fatal disputes which arose due to singing of the song My Way, popularized by Frank Sinatra, in karaoke bars. A New York Times article estimates the number of killings to be about six up to 2010.
Oh, that's good. It's kind of low.
Another source estimates at least 12 between 2002 and 2012. Opinions differ over whether the possible connection is due to the coincidence that the song was simply frequently sung amid the nation's karaoke bars where violence is common, or the aggressive lyrics of the song itself. So they take apparently they take... In the Philippines, they take it very karaoke very
oh
very
yeah
seriously.
Dude, when I a lot of Asian countries when I was in Thailand, karaoke is the shit.
Yeah,
so Yeah, on May 29th, 2007, a 29-year-old Carrie singer of My Way at a bar in San Mateo Rizal was shot dead as he sang the tune, allegedly by the bar security guard, who was arrested after the incident.
Did you just hate that song?
According to reports, the guard complained that the young man's rendition was off-key, and when the victim refused to stop singing, the guard pulled out a 38-caliber pistol and shot the man dead.
Serves him right.
Damn. His way.
It goes on to say that karaoke singing is a widespread pastime in the Philippines, including among the poor, where many were earning about $2 a day in 2007 and can purchase time on a karaoke machine for about 10 cents U.S. currency. So, I mean, if you're making $2 a day and you're spending $10 and you're getting a bad rendition of My Way, you might be apt to shoot a man.
I'll shoot him
my way.
Yeah.
We could do a good rendition of My Way.
And I would shoot both of you.
With a 38.
But yeah, I just thought that was interesting. There have been a number of like stabbings accordingly to this article. It's a thing. So
I would have pinned another song besides Old Blue Eyes.
What is this? Thailand. What do they got going on in Thailand?
In Thailand? I don't know. Where do you see that?
And in Thailand, a man was arrested on charges that he shot to death eight neighbors, one of whom was his brother-in-law, in dispute stemming from several karaoke offerings.
Oh, wow.
Including repeated renditions of John Denver's Take Me Home, Country Road.
Okay, you deserve... You're allowed one guy to kill.
I can understand bloodlust from that song.
Yeah. In July 2013, an American was stabbed to death for refusing to stop singing karaoke in a bar in Krabi, also in Thailand. In China, a fight occurred over the microphone in a karaoke parlor, and a man hacked two others to death with a meat cleaver. There was also an incident in Seattle that a karaoke singer was punched and attacked by a berserk woman as the singing of Coldplay's Yellow started.
Rightfully, just to stop him from singing that song.
Better stop! I will fucking kill you!
Okay.
I guarantee. All right. That murder was in the first
stop. See, I want to kill you already.
Death. Everything will yellow.
Okay, ready?
My brain hurts.
The karaoke song that drives you over the edge to kill. What is it?
I'm about to kill Owen right now.
So bad.
Why don't I have my gun on me?
Here, you know what's funnier? I don't know. What's weirder that he knows all the lyrics to Yellow.
You know, it's a closet Coldplay lover.
He is.
He's
rubbing himself
British
to Chris
friends.
Martin at night.
You guys are
all
right.
So, ready?
That.
What song drives you over the edge? What do you shoot people for?
Ooh,
what
you
got? I got mine.
Santana's Smooth.
Okay, perfect. Yep.
Yeah.
You?
Rob fucking Thomas.
My thing is, I fucking hate karaoke in general. Like,
so
I will
any
not.
Song.
Yeah, any song. I mean,
but Zach, you have such a lovely, like, fucking sing-songy voice.
Not at all. But I will avoid karaoke at any cost.
There's no specific, like, you know, push you over the edge song.
Come on, there was some awesome karaoke.
I'll just say this:
come on,
if anyone ever does Limp Bizkit karaoke,
okay, fair enough.
I'm shooting you point blank.
All right. I've heard some horrible Karma Chameleon. Strangle people doing Karma Chameleon. They do, and it's always somebody that's tone deaf and they just is like really drunk and should not be doing it.
The song that drives me the craziest ever is Moves Like Jagger.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm serious.
It's so bad.
I will kill somebody if I hear that song.
Bad.
I can't pick one. There's so many bad songs.
Do you have any karaoke songs that are go-tos though? That you like if you're at a karaoke place, you know you can pull out. Yeah.
You know,
don't stop believing.
When you hear that,
ooh, that was sexy. Ooh.
Street lights.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh my god,
that's totally on key.
If you ever hear that in the daylight, it's very disorienting.
We just went from four listeners to one.
They've given up. They gave up a long time ago. But no.
I Johnny Cash is easy for me.
Which one?
I bet you got a Donna
go
Summer song up your sleeve too, Ty.
Yeah.
Save the Last Dance. Yeah. You know you fucking do.
For some reason, what's the fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Good
and,
God!
Sir Psycho Sexy. So
what?
A deep cut that
nobody
knows.
That's real.
I don't know this one.
And it's
did
like,
you know one person who sang this and you hated them?
Yeah.
No, no, I sang.
It was
that
him.
He sings these ones. Yeah, yeah. I do have vivid memories of me at Delaney's
doing Smash Mouth.
No, it wasn't. I did Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Oh, that's a tough one.
And I
did you do it in the Angus foot?
Yeah,
you know how these sports bars.
I know sports bars.
Well, they screw all that like tacky shit to the walls.
The tchotchkes?
Yeah, tchotchkes.
One of them was tchotchkes shake.
Well, one of them was a tennis racket, and I was so drunk that I pulled the tennis racket off the wall
and used it as my
guitar.
Nothing says rock and roll like a tennis racket.
That's it. Yeah.
Was this karaoke at a Bennigan's?
TGI Fridays.
That's how fucking aged that was. After he had his Monte Crisco or whatever the fuck that disgusting thing was.
Oh yeah, that's it. I miss Bennigan's.
Remember they would just like dip it and it was like a fried.
Yeah, the Monte Cristo.
It came with its own juice.
Don't you
Monte Cristo, I almost married a man who that was his favorite dish, but I left him.
And I want to say you made the right
Okay, hold on.
The ring is in a volleyball court at the University of Michigan. That is all I will say.
Ah, you just called the Monte Cristo from where?
Bennigan's?
A dish?
Did
I don't think that could be classified
as
a dish.
Did he deep fry? Did he deep fry your wedding band too? Just like, yeah, you know, come on. The Monte Cristo.
I feel like we're the Monte Cristo of podcasts.
Monte Cristo. The Monte Cristo.
No, I feel like someone Bennigan's else would take that title.
Yeah. Not to get political because we don't like doing it on this show,
but we're going to
a little bit.
Let's get political.
So they found
political.
Sorry, I like that. We're gonna do that.
All right.
This one is an article. Apparently, they're finding a ton of knockoff Lego merchandise coming out of China. Surprise!
Is it called Fago?
Well, one Chinese mother was horrified to find. That they are making ISIS-themed fake Lego sets over in China. So counterfeit ISIS-themed Lego sets complete with beheading figurines are being produced in China and have been discovered on sale in Malaysia. A mother noticed the Islamic State terrorist figurines inside a Falcon Commandos set that had been bought for less than $2 by her youngest son from a store in Taiping, North Kuala Lumpur. All right.
Oh, man. Get to the picture.
The serial number on the box has been traced back to a manufacturer in China. The Falcon Commandos fake Lego series pits counterterror police against a black-clothed Islamic State figures commonly known as minifigs. I have this picture I want to show you first.
Gotta collect them all.
Here we go. All right, yes, so that's a picture of like the set,
dude.
And it's
far out.
So I mean, we got like
versus.
Wait, where's the ISIS flag?
Are they on little ISIS segways?
All right, there's the ISIS flag there. So it's like the
ISIS
counter
segway is
terrorists
a mule
versus counter terrorists. And they have like little trebuchets with bombs and machine guns. The terrorists, they have walkie talkies.
I love the like machine gun spray.
This isn't political. This is just shitting on ISIS, and I enjoy that.
And then here's the kicker. Look at this. Fucking suicide bomber
vest.
And just for reference, people in America have been freaking out about Man Bun Ken from Mattel.
I know,
all
right?
Week.
Yeah.
And then there's
shit
like
that.
There's fucking Lego ISIS going.
There's
out.
Lego ISIS right now. So just
ISIS Ken's gonna be a hot fucking item too.
I had an interesting conversation with my one of my other neighbors, Hugh, this past week because he posted online Happy Juneteenth.
I saw that.
I'm like, what the fuck is that shit? You guys knew about this?
Yeah, it's I knew it's something.
Be honest.
It's the day that the slavery was ended.
You're close. Yes, it's pretty much the day in the South in Texas. I want to say that it was officially abolished.
Yeah,
it's a very Southern
done,
thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting though because why don't they? It wasn't exactly the date of the Emancipation Proclamation, which why the fuck isn't that a holiday? Like, realistically?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
seriously.
Unfortunately, in this country, when it comes to African Americans, there's a lot of that. Like, why isn't it like
We'll
that?
Give them a month, but that's it.
Absolutely bullshit, because it should be.
Realistically, though, am I the only one in this room that didn't know what Juneteenth was?
No,
I knew I knew
what it
was. I had no idea.
I didn't.
No
I
idea.
I had heard of it before. I've heard of it.
But
I've heard someone say
Juneteenth.
Fair enough. So, okay. It's obviously not well known.
It's not.
Which we all know
that's
what
that's a shame.
And that's kind of my whole point, is that it is a shame.
It's not your Hallmark holiday.
Exactly. And we have a lot of people out there like, okay.
I'm a Yankee.
It's not a holiday because it doesn't make businesses money.
Well, Martin Luther King Day, right? Like, you have that all over the place. I feel like even for like redneck guys that maybe have a slight racist bone in their body, but, you know, can even look at this and be like, yeah, I guess we should celebrate that, like us not having slaves and stuff. Like, it's like an easy sell. Like, how is that not?
Yeah, it should be a national holiday.
It should be a national holiday.
Yeah, I agree.
Very odd that it isn't.
And I just learned of this recently, and that's fucking like, crazy. Like, why don't we know about this?
Yeah, why wasn't I taught this in school?
Yeah.
What are the traditions of Juneteenth? What do you do on
I'm not exactly.
What kind of party?
There isn't any. I mean, maybe.
Singing traditional songs, such as Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and slave songs is common. They do that. This is like the real, like, super.
It's a very long article, by the way.
Yeah,
He's been scrolling through incredible amounts of things.
But there's a ton of stuff. I think it was only made official for the first time in 1980 in Texas, which was the first state to establish Juneteenth as a state holiday under legislation introduced by
On Texas.
Especially Texas. Too.
I'm surprised it was Texas.
Juneteenth is a skeleton crew day in the state. Government offices do not close, but agencies may operate with reduced staff. This is the type of thing I'm talking about, though. Like, it should be a bank national holiday.
You know, that's just such bullshit. You know, somebody brought this to my attention the other day, too. It was like talking about just kind of like just African-Americans. And someone had said to me, they made the joke like, yeah, you know, we give them Black History Month. And that's the shortest month of the fucking year.
Yeah,
and you think about it, you're like, that is such bullshit, man.
It really is.
Yeah. It just shows again, like, you know, come on.
Also, we gave that to our wives, though, in a way, with, you know, Valentine's Day and stuff. So it's like a nice escape, you know. Like, I'm glad February does still exist. Like, we can get out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Shake my head.
Fuck Valentine's Day. Fuck Valentine's
Day. Fucking greeting card company bullshit.
We'll do one more of these things here that I got kind of stored away that I found here. This is an app that got rejected.
Oh.
This is an old story, but I'd never heard of it before. Apple rejects Send Me to Heaven game.
Oh, fun.
That would measure how high you can throw your phone.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
What a great idea for an app. That's awesome.
I feel like Apple would like that because you just got to go buy a new phone.
Exactly. Apple just rejected a new iPhone game that's generating a lot of buzz. But don't worry. It's probably in your best interest. The game titled Send Me to Heaven scores users on how high they can fling their smartphone into the air.
Wow.
While Android users can still download the app launched earlier this week for free, iTunes users will have to keep their phones holstered and bound by gravity.
Android was like, "Yeah, we need this app because everyone's buying iPhones."
Yeah. Let them break that shit.
Apple thought it was violating one of the rules for submission as it was encouraging behavior which could lead to damage of an iOS device. So that was their whole point of it. What's funny is that on the Google Play Store, there's like tons of like people that are like, "This game is fucking awesome."
I feel
like, you know what you guys should do? There's a guy that was like adding suggestions. He's like, "You guys should be cool if the app automatically snapped a pic at the apex of your phone's majestic flight."
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't it? Right?
Yeah.
So this doesn't stop us from making our app Hammer Time for iOS.
we're gonna get on that.
We're on it right now.
It turns your phone into an actual hammer.
No, you just use a hammer and you whack your phone. And then you check your score.
That's a different. Yeah, that's a different one. See how hard you whacked your phone. With that. You know, I think it might be time to do a little bit of
what you got.
Ooh.
What you
got? We didn't do it. We didn't do it 2 weeks in a row.
It's been
because obviously last
a
week
little hiatus.
Oh shit!
Obviously last week we had
Ty's had plenty of
the
time
300
to prepare.
And
I want to say I'm ready, but I don't know.
And And the week before that, we had James Towsley in, so we had our spelling bee instead of that.
The spelling bee replaced it.
So yeah, here we go. It is time for the first time in 3 weeks. It's time for Versus! I like the reverb on the Tyrodactyl.
Just a little bit.
I got a verb just a touch.
I feel like we need to prepare Ty. Ty, you need to be drinking tea and lemon and honey. Yeah. All right, before you get in this fucking place.
Coat the throat.
I need that throat perfect.
This week, in honor of our 300th event, I decided to, of course, keep it bowling related.
Oh wow. Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's going to be tough.
I know,
because
none of us know
any pro bowlers or anything like that, right?
All right, yeah.
So what I did was I took the three movies that I could remember that had bowling in
were related, and that was worthy.
These were the only three I could think of, and I took characters that I thought would be nice crossovers from all those movies make into battles, right? So the three movies you're going to... Well, I'll say the two. The third I want you to guess. But obviously, we got to go with, of course, The Big Lebowski.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we have to go, of course, with Kingpin.
Of course.
Kingpin. Yeah.
These are the two movies that we know straight off the bat, right?
That
are bowling movies. So, the first round here, we're going to go with Roy Munson from Kingpin.
Yeah.
The lead character.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
Okay.
Versus Donnie, Steve Chabin.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
No, Donnie. Donnie's such a piss on, man.
Both kind of timid guys, though. If you think about it, like, this is a good matchup because these guys don't necessarily, like, you don't have.
Were we talking about Steve Buscemi, Donnie?
Yeah, but we're also talking about a hand-to-hand brawl. One of them is actually missing one of those hands.
Missing a hand.
I feel like
Donnie might have a heart attack in a fist-to-fist.
Exactly.
He did turn into being in a Folgers can.
His eyes might pop out from one punch.
That is true. That is true.
I feel like the Steve Buscemi eyes pretty much could destroy anything.
Yeah, that's true. They do have their power.
I honestly think that the way I would go with this is that Roy in his film really does kind of come out a little on top.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of scumbag characteristics, if you remember. He's a good swindler in the movie. It's part of the story.
He's a pretty good con man.
He's a con man. So I think he's got tricks up his sleeve. Whereas Donnie, it's just, you're out of your element.
But I think, I don't know.
And Woody Harrelson. Donnie.
So that's my vote.
Harrelson.
I'm going Roy.
Yeah, I'm going Roy.
I gotta go Roy too. As much as I love Donnie, man, that sucks.
All right, Ty.
Damn it.
It's Roy.
Sorry, Donnie.
Abby.
What?
Abby.
What's your vote?
Roy Munson.
Wow, we got a fucking,
you can always vote potato. If
we got
you want.
The tiebreaker right
now. Yeah.
Here.
Roy Munson or Donnie?
Or potato.
Donnie.
She's going with Donnie.
Tiebreaker.
I guess that's, it's still 3-2. We win.
Yeah. No, you don't know.
I just didn't want to be rude.
Everybody gets a vote. Yeah.
I think Bill Murray shows up at the end to help Donnie beat his ass.
Yeah, but he's probably in another round.
He is.
Big Earn.
You shouldn't have let me not vote because I was a woman. Enough. You should have let me not vote because I wasn't paying attention.
The Big Earn.
Where did a woman come involved?
Because you just brought him up and ruined my next round.
Big Earn, I love you.
I'm going to have to go with Ernie McCracken or Bill Murray.
Big Earn McCracken.
In Kingpin.
Phenomenal.
Versus, you're going to love this, Walter.
Yeah.
It's tough. Walter's a loose cannon.
I'm sorry. Walter versus who?
Walter versus Bill Murray.
Here's the deal. If they throw down on a Saturday, I mean, Walter loses, man. He does not roll.
It's true.
He does not roll on Shabbos. Yeah. So I feel if it's a Saturday thing, it's game over.
What is it? The Shabbos?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I feel but I feel like if Walter had to fight on the Shabbos, that'd be the one
but
thing he would do.
He wouldn't fight on the Shabbos.
No, he doesn't do it.
He
not
does. He
do
sure
it.
As shit does fucking roll, man.
That's it.
He did adopt Judaism. Big Earn is.
But
like,
either way, he was a nom, dude. You don't know, dude.
But Big Earn's got all the cards, man. Remember Bigger, and he gets down on like single moms. He's a scumbag.
Yeah.
He is a greaseball.
He's that a total greaseball.
And he's got, and it is, under it all, it's Bill Murray. Bill Murray's pretty awesome.
What's wrong with single moms? What's up?
Well, who would win? All right, you toss the characters aside. Then who would win? John Goodman, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
I don't think so. Well, yeah, John Goodman would have a heart attack in it.
I mean, I love John Goodman, but John Goodman, it's Bill goddamn Murray.
I don't know. Bill Murray doesn't ever strike me as a fighter, man.
I feel like John Goodman can throw
John
down.
John Goodman's got some mass behind him.
You see him
just lay on top of him. And fucking big suffocate bone. Him.
He was beating Roseanne that whole time. You know that, right?
Oh my god.
God.
What was that? What if they came out with that as like a thing?
And then they killed him off the show.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're going to have a heart attack and die, Dave.
No.
I got to go Joan.
I'm going Walter on this one.
Yeah.
I think Walter takes it.
Yeah.
I'm going Bill Murray. I'll lose.
All right. Walter, Bill Murray, Abby.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
At least it's two.
Walter, though, takes
it. Not that I don't love Bill Murray. I do.
I mean, I love Bill Murray.
All right. All right. This one is a fight amongst villains, you see. Now, we've got to throw in the Jesus.
Jesus.
You said it, man. Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
But Jesus has Liam, man.
But.
Liam and Jesus.
This is another movie that involves very heavily on a bowling scene. From There Will Be Blood, Daniel Day-Lewis's character, Daniel Plainview.
Well, that movie was garbage. I'm just gonna
what?
Say
what the fuck?
Get out of here.
Do you want to fight?
Get out of here. Just retired from acting. So.
He just announced he's retired from acting. In my defense, I haven't seen it in like, since it first, I saw it in theaters when it first came out.
It's an excellent movie. And that scene that I'm talking about in the bowling alley where he absolutely bludgeons the dude to fucking death.
And anybody that will do that to Paul Dano is a friend of mine.
Daniel Day-Lewis is the man.
So I'm going to give it to Daniel Day-Lewis.
It's got to be Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
The butcher dude, like, I know it's not the same movie, but
but I know what you're saying. And Daniel Day-Lewis, I'm happy you guys are calling the blowout just as I am.
Give it to Daniel.
It's DDL, baby.
DDL.
Whoopsie daisy.
All about that DDL. All
right, we got one more tonight. We got one more.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then we're closing up shop.
Wow.
It would not be a bowling related versus, of course, the dude wasn't involved.
The other Lebowski?
Yet.
I dabbled in pacifism.
I feel like I've matched him up very well with a another slacker.
I know. Who would even fight the
another
dude?
Slacker. And once again, another big bowling-related movie.
Good verse.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Dude versus Uncle Buck.
Oh, man, girl.
Uncle Buck. And Uncle Buck's a Chicago boy, right?
Yeah. I got to go with Uncle Buck because he's from Chicago.
And guess what?
Oh, and he's got that. Remember, he's got the hatchet in the trunk. He's got the hatchet in the trunk.
He's got the drill.
Midwestern blue collar, and he will not fuck around. Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck's a great flick.
Yeah, but the dude will just roll with the punches. He's so chill that he does nothing really phases him.
It doesn't matter if he'll care. It matters if he'll win.
The dude handles it all at a very chill kind of mentality.
Man, it's hard to go against the dude. Like, I am the goddamn dude.
Uncle
He's
Buck's
my spirit animal.
I know he is. Ty.
But
Uncle
fight,
Buck told a fucking clown to get the fuck out
Uncle
of here.
Buck! Uncle Buck! Uncle Buck! Uncle Buck!
I'm going dude. I don't care.
Uncle Buck, baby. John Candy.
The winner of tonight's versus Uncle Buck!
We love you, John Candy. In heaven.
I mean, he was young.
So young.
It was terrible.
He's got the Chris Farley fever where you're like, what if they were still around, man?
Yeah.
What kind of gold?
Well, it's the three of them, isn't it? It's Belushi. Oh. It's
Farley and John Candy.
I mean, we could do Cool Runnings, too.
Because in a world where you got to see other actors in their Twilight, I'd love to see what their Twilight kind of, you know, stuff, roles would have been.
Have you ever heard about the mysterious story? I don't know if we've talked about it on this show, but there's... It's a mysterious script that apparently all of them were going to do.
I don't know.
It was about this like funny Alaskan. I'm gonna try and look it up.
Wagons
real quick.
East
Alaskan script. It
was actually just Adam Sandler's the forgettable whatever the one he did for Netflix.
A Took. It was the name. It's the here it is. Pop straight up. The cursed screenplay that killed John Belushi, Chris Farley, and John Candy.
I haven't heard of this.
Yeah, A Took. It was. It's apparently one of like they were been trying to make it for years. Supposedly like a hilarious screenplay. Like all this. And at first, of course, it went to John Belushi. It was originally slated for him to be the lead character. Then he died. Then after that, it was going to go to John Candy. Oh, sorry. It's said to be responsible in this order for John Belushi, Sam Kinison.
Ooh.
No shit.
After him. Then went to John Candy.
Wow.
Chris Farley after him.
What the fuck?
Then they were going to do it with Phil Hartman.
Fuck no.
Wow.
And then
David Spade,
Michael O'Donoghue
survived it.
Oh my God.
That's insane.
Yeah, Michael
dude.
O'Donoghue too.
And so they just gave up after that?
Yeah, it's never been made because it just kept like getting the movie studio just like, okay, it's done now.
Why couldn't they have offered that movie to Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider is a Took. Make it just ruin it. It'll be on Netflix with the fucking goddamn what's his face in it. They'll sell it as another Adam Sandler movie that'll make $6 more million dollars off
Sandy Wexler 2.
Dude, have you watched any of those things?
No, I won't. And I won't even watch it because I know what
I
can't.
I can't bring myself to do it.
Not going to do it.
Dude, you know what it is? It's the equivalent of like being a sports fan and recording the game, but you were told that your team lost and still watching the game. Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
Not going to do it,
man. Good metaphor.
Sorry, dude. That's Adam Sandler's career recently.
More or less.
Hell yeah.
He's just cashing in.
He is, man. He's so filthy rich.
I brought up at the beginning of the or the end of the first segment rather that on this second segment we were going to talk about squirrels and how easy they die.
Yeah,
apparently it's like a thing.
Yeah,
do you know about this?
I don't know. All I know is my dog.
They're dumb.
Every walk tries to trace a squirrel and it drives me nuts. Every squirrel she sees,
my dog's the same.
Yeah, I mean that's typical dog shit, sure, but I didn't realize that they have super weak hearts. And they like they die of shock all the time.
Oh wow!
That's why you see so many dead squirrels. It's because they just like they freak out
and they just die.
Like their hearts
such
explode.
A cruel
their
twist.
Hearts are like literally fucking like a jelly bean.
So I don't
hate see a lot of dead squirrels.
Oh, all the time you see dead squirrels. Oh,
yeah,
the time.
I do
see a few dead ones.
Really?
Yeah, side of roads or like not even roadkill.
I do have
your
a,
hair just wherever.
I do have I do have a fat ass rat. Dead rat decomposing on where I walk my dog.
Good for you.
They're just keeping that around.
Well, it's not in my
house.
That's
good luck in some cultures.
It's on
you
like
gotta put it in a bag and hang it in your house.
It's
though.
On our. It's on my. You know my dog walk path.
You gotta kick it off. You gotta just
no,
kick
dude,
it.
No, dude. It's like this.
It
dude, every stick. Day I just see how much more it decomposes.
You gotta get a stick and flick it into the woods.
No, it's way past that. It's just mush.
Time lapse that shit, man.
We'll call my buddy Lyle, who has his dead box and does the weird shit with dead
that's
animals.
Right, the dead box.
Yeah. He's got his dead box and he does taxidermy and he does like.
Is he single?
Skeleton sculptures. I don't know. Like he, you know, surprisingly, he gets a lot of. Like,
I was gonna say, I bet he's fucking not. That's what tells you about this country.
Yeah, exactly.
He's on the Snapchat for people that dig that kind of weird taxidermy shit. There's a Snapchat for that.
So yeah, don't. Basically, what I'm saying to you is, if you don't want to be like a complete like monster, don't just go like yelling at squirrels and seeing if they'll die because
they're scared.
Although that
is
funny, they might. Like I
don't believe this.
Just look it up, man.
No, it's true, and they're stupid as shit.
They always run
back into your fucking
tires.
Yeah.
They do.
Ugh.
They do the thing. I've run one over in a golf cart one time because they couldn't decide. It was trying to go across the road, then it didn't want to cross the road, then it was like ah, and it ran right into the thing.
What is the purpose of a squirrel? What do they add to the fucking animal?
Eat acorns and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are they? Why are they here?
People eat them.
I feel like they were made by the electric companies to test the power lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
Oh, that one killed one. So.
What's weird too is that they're in the UK. There's two types of squirrels. There's the brown squirrels.
How are their teeth?
The gray squirrels.
There's black squirrels.
You know that.
Ravage.
I've seen some big blacks. New York City has giant black squirrels.
But all of the all black of the one all
they, like fucking huge.
Black squirrels.
Remember the black squirrels?
I do remember.
They are big.
Like all the brown ones though. All the brown ones though got brought over from the U.S. Somehow.
No kidding.
Like they didn't have them before. Like they you know like
are
it's
they just
that
angry
whole,
and rude.
They hopped on ships or whatever it was. They ended up over there.
Those squirrel ships. Those
the
squirrel
whole world.
Slave ships.
True.
We've got shit from everywhere.
I read something the other day. I didn't realize that horses and shit didn't exist like in the Americas or like even goats like before the European interaction. Look it up, man.
Yeah,
this
true.
One's I'm 100%
Native Americans rode horses
only after we brought them over.
No way.
Yes, very much way.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Yeah, they were not native to,
no
to
shit.
Because it,
no.
it also goes back to the whole study of why civilizations in Europe and other parts of the world became so much bigger and so much more advanced than necessarily like your Americas because you had so many natives, quote unquote,
right?
And all that what that comes down to is they didn't have much here as far as livestock. The only thing that they really could basically hunt and kill were buffalo. That was really one of the only major
horses?
Sources of meat.
Really?
Yeah, horses didn't exist. So they didn't have things where like goats or sheep or cows. They didn't have this stuff. Because they all those are the things that you need to help civilizations advance. Because you need to have agriculture, you need to have the ability to have a sustainable form of food.
Right.
So they weren't able to necessarily farm. They were able to grow crops to a certain degree, but they weren't able to farm animals and domesticate them.
Damn.
The only domesticated animal prior to the Europeans coming over here was in South America, and it was llamas. It was yeah, it was those fuckers that are down in like Peru and shit. That was the only domesticated animal. Before that, they were hunter gatherer. They had to kill.
We're talking like 18th, 17th century.
I mean, there's such a it was change overnight. Whenever I don't know what that date is that changes it, but it's certainly it starts with Columbus, obviously,
right.
And then further on down the line with from there. So you're talking all kidding aside, within culture of the world, a very short amount of time. It's not very long ago, considering that like the Chinese and the Japanese and the English and the Europeans and the Romans and all that stuff, you know, like that's gone on for thousands of years. We're only talking a few hundred years here. So America's whole like all that shit has been brought over in the last certainly 500 years.
Yeah, 500, yeah. Sure.
Certainly 500.
Yeah, and then and then they brought horses over. I mean, because when they were coming over, especially in the United States, you know, in the northeastern area, that's why like even New York became such a big horse area, and it became horse racing became so prominent there because that's where all the horses were like bred and stabled was right in there.
Yeah, totally.
And then they spread out across the country, and you know how it was. I mean, you know, Native Americans came into the big civilizations, and they probably just traded for a bunch of horses.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I want all them fucking horses right there.
Give them to me.
Yeah.
We had
not
elk.
Like that, but
we had some elk.
Sorry if that was like super boring.
No, that was
interesting. I mean, I have a solid 10 minutes on horses.
Cool. And I kind of
just say for the high end bars when I perform.
Nice. I kind of wish it went the other way and we started just saddling up buffaloes and riding them, you know? It would have been a real
I don't know that buffaloes are really down with that shit.
They would be.
I don't know if you can do that.
Tie out a buffalo.
Tie out a buffalo.
I wish smoking I had that to bring up right now.
We're going to probably get out of here.
Yeah.
And
out a buffalo.
I am actually going to play a song.
Play Guy on a Buffalo. Need to do it.
That's I'm not doing it.
Yeah, check
that out. I've got a song I
want
to fucking play.
We need
play.
To be playing
He's
some Mobb Deep, dude.
God damn it.
Guys.
Yo, much respect.
This has been episode 301 of the Ono Radio Show.
Yeah.
All kidding aside, thank you for sticking around with us for as long as you have.
New era right here.
New era is coming up. We have, we seriously do have a lot in the pipeline and things that are going to transform what Ono is, but only for the better. We're not planning another event anytime soon because we just killed it.
Game two.
And thank you to everyone that showed up and supported.
Yeah, thank you for everyone that came out to the event.
We love you.
That was
of what
huge.
I remember. And I had a blast.
Yeah, yes.
And whoever roofied Zach's drink at the perfect game.
I'm pretty
know
sure
who
it was
were.
P-Von T. But,
or it might have been our old hashtag fuck Zach.
Yeah. Could very well have been.
Who I do
well
feel
been.
Was mingling in the crowd. So be careful, Zach.
That being said, Like I said, this has been the Ono Radio Show, episode 301. My name is Owen. I'm signing off for my good friends Zach,
yeah,
Tom, and Ty, and what? Abby as well. Nice to have you, Abby. Thank you.
Yeah.
Abby. What do we say when we get out of here, boys and girls?
Eat a bag of dicks!
See you next week.
Thank you.